In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Again, it is important to realize that when the Jews picked up rocks to stone Jesus, they were doing so because they believed that he had committed blasphemy in saying that he was God. And in fact, that is exactly what Jesus was saying. You know, you may have heard some theologian in the past say, well, Jesus didn't realize he was God. Absolute nonsense. Jesus knew who he was and what he was doing. And he proclaimed that he was God. Every time he said, I am, that was a proclamation that he was God. Every miracle that he worked was a proclamation that he was God. Because who has power? You know, he didn't do it in someone else's name. He did it in his own name with his own power. Who else has power over the devil, as Jesus demonstrated? Who else has power over death and sickness, as Jesus demonstrated? Who has power even over the forces of nature, as Jesus demonstrated when he walked on water, among other things? And so, Jesus claimed to be God by both his word and his deeds. And the Jews would have been right, or at least just according to the law of Moses, to put him to death for claiming this. Except for one thing. He was right. He is true God. Again, his words and his deeds showed that this was the case, the testimony from the Father. If I do not perform my Father's works, do not believe in me. But if I perform them, even if you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may realize and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father. So Jesus is not just God. A God, he is the God. And he reveals a glimpse of the mystery, which is the Trinity. And so, what do we have to do? Believe that Jesus is God. And if we believe Jesus is God, then in fact, he can do all of the things that he promised for us. He can save us from sin, he can open the gates of heaven for us, and he can even defeat death itself. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.